T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To our attention now goes down to Miami-Dade County, where there is a football program doing a tremendous job and one of the top teams in South Florida, definitely. The Royal Lions of Miami Immaculata LaSalle winning their first district title and 50 years this year outright, and they did it. They're undefeated, coming off a huge win last week over Matter Academy, a game that drew a lot of national attention. Coach Helder Valier has done a tremendous job with this football program and is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time and congratulations on everything that's come your way. But I know this is just only the beginning, because it won't be a success without getting this thing all the way through.
Larry, thank you so much for having me on. And absolutely right. We have a goal in mind. You know, we set out to win the district and we accomplished that. Now it's the second step of our goal is, you know, that we continue this this trend like we did.
Yeah. Are you there? You're there. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure. I thought I lost you. You got a lot of fans. I mean, this is a program that's been around for a number of years. I mean, obviously the success hasn't been what it is since you took over, and certainly undefeated season a few years back and now. But I mean, it's, you know, it's weird. You talk to some people, go, I went there. One of the big guys is Al Diaz, a photographer for the Miami Herald. He used to play back in the day. Every time I see him now, he's saw him on Saturday, he was beaming with pride. Andre Fernandez's wife from the Miami Herald went to LaSalle, so you're getting a lot of these people coming out of the woodwork. Talk about that, because you got to have a lot of alumni that now are coming back and getting back interested in the program. Talk about that facet of being able to win.
You know, I think it's a beautiful thing that everybody takes pride in winning, and especially like when your school is doing well. And you know, back in the old days, you know, it was more of a rivalry and more of a school spirit and more rooted into your community. And I think it's a phenomenal thing. And, you know, ever since we arrived there 7 years ago, you know, we made it a point of emphasis of just getting to know the alumni. So someone like Al Diaz and even the Mayor Suarez, you know, connecting with him, and it's been a great thing seeing them around the program and just seeing like our growth. You know, when we first started there, we were getting our heads beat in, and just little by little, it's been a 7 year, 8 year process until where we're at now. And we've been through the ups and downs, but at the end of the day, like it feels great to have the support of the administration and also the alumni, you know, so it makes me happy to hear the pride that there is in being a LaSalle Royal Lion. And we just want to continue that and continue to bring that pride and joy for years to come.
Yeah, and not only building an athletic foundation, and especially on football. But this is a program that has been for decades and decades and decades one of the academic pillars of high schools, you know, in South Florida. And obviously that is an important fact. Talk about that, because, you know, these kids now are not just football players, but they're student athletes, kids that you're being able to place at the next level and getting them into college because they not only can play sports or football, but also get it done in the classroom. That's got to be, for you and for the administration, a lot of pride when you see your athletes move on to the next level and not only get it done on the athletic fields in the arena, but also in the classroom.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, I think coming to LaSalle, you know, you leaving there, being a better person, but not only that, but, you know, you can walk into a college setting and understand what's an ADA format and, you know, just writing and typing papers. And even though there's other tools and accessories now, but at the end of the day, you know, ballpark what it is. There's a lot of other things that make it quick and easy. But at the end of the day, we take our education serious. And, you know, just having that pride and joy of knowing that, you know, you're being educated. And even then, just the network and the connections of what you'll be. Like, for example, the city of Miami mayor went to LaSalle. So, you, like I always tell the guys, you always say hi to everyone because you never know who's going to be what when they grow up. And, you know, you have a bunch of other private schools that have that same, you know, module that, you know, through that alumni networking, jobs are created and connections are created. And that it's, we all know who listens on the radio is not what you know, is who you know. So yeah. I think that's more important as well. And yeah, but education aspect, I feel pride and joy of it. You know, we're our new plans is to build a $20 million STEM and fine arts building overlooking the bay. So once we finish up with the athletic building, that's where we're going to head to now. And I know we're all excited for that.
Yeah, no doubt. And I was just, it's funny, I was talking before with one of your graduates, and we were talking about, I said, well, you know, at the University of Iowa, they have the Children's Hospital next door, and the kids, you know, the everybody looks up, and you guys got a hospital next door, too, that is one of probably the most respected in South Florida, and I'm sure you get a lot of support, you know, from a lot of those people as well. And not only that, you take a look at your roster, Coach, and this is a young team. I mean, this, I mean, you have a couple of seniors here and there, but when you look and you get a Nate Merrill Jr. at quarterback, who's just a sophomore, and you get a kid like Phillip Jones, who's been a stud for you for the last couple of years, who's just a junior. I mean, this is a program that can, you know, that can keep on going beyond this year. Talk about that, because you're building not only a team for this year, but something to look for, a foundation for the future.
Yeah, it's very exciting, and as like you said, as you know me, Larry, for a long time, I think if you could check our resume, especially at LaSalle, that we can develop, and that's the one thing that we take pride and joy in, and understanding that, you know, having kids at a such young age, play at a young age, and be able to have high success as far as, like, you know, production, and no one knew about who Nate Morrell was, but at the end of the day, now he's waking everyone up and understanding, okay, this is what he has to do. Someone like Tavares Jones, who gets overlooked, but someone like him, last game to be on their best receiver and only allow one catch for negative 3 yards, is a testament to what he has done and just the development of just our program period. So I feel, yes, we have a young team, and I strongly feel that we stick together. We do what we have to do. State title is not far from us, and we firmly believe that. And we work from January to November every single time for that goal. So
yeah.
That being said, it's very realistic for us, and the administration is behind us. And, you know, and you already know how the craziness in Miami-Dade County is. And we just feel so confident in our coaching ability that, you know, we can develop. We can do it. So.
Yeah, no doubt. And the defense, which has come up big so much this year. You know, you take a look at, you know, what Phillip Jones has done, obviously, but Raul Alvarez, a guy who goes under the radar, Daniel Marin, who's under the radar. They're also in that little sack group that has over 30 sacks between the three of them, which is just amazing. And then you look in your secondary, you got a really unique freshman in Antoine Jones, who I think is really, really good. And then Trayton Jones, Jones, Jaden Noel. This is a program that's got it going on both sides of the ball, and certainly your coaching staff keeps busy year round. You know, trying to develop these players. You guys end the season this week with Dr. Kropp, and then you get into the playoffs. Will you grab a one seed off, or will you be two?
I mean, in all reality, we don't know. I mean, but I just feel, yeah, you know, you went out, and whoever they give us, we'll be ready for in that aspect of it. But at the end of the day, we just can control what we can, and just the next opponent, and that's who we have to take care of, and that's it. But even to that point, too, like someone, I want to say, like, especially for the last game, someone like Kareem Forbes, who was with us, this is his first year with us, like how vocal he was and lining everyone up and doing that. He is someone who was just a quarterback back there for the defense and did such a great job. And someone like Christopher Spice as well, that could play the box, right, and play safety. So, you know, in private school, you're not blessed with the 60 or 70 kids that, you know, all the public or charter, or the ones that allow, you know, the virtual school kids. So everyone that comes in there has to play multiple things in order for you to have head above water. So it's just a testament to their toughness and their commitment that they want to win. And we feel that we're a place that can provide that. So.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach, as always, I can't thank you enough for joining us. Sorry I couldn't get down there the other day, but I heard it was awesome. Your most famous graduates, the 305 Sports Brothers, the Euro Brothers, kind of filled me in on everything that I saw them at the Stanford-Miami game the other night, and they kind of filled me in. Obviously, they're proud to have attended that school, and obviously, they're very valuable in what they do. And, you know, obviously, you got a lot of support down there. Again, thanks so much for taking the time on a Monday evening. We'll definitely get to a playoff game. I promise you that.
Awesome. Thank you, Larry. Have a good night.
Good stuff. Coach Helder Valier, and you got to give it to him. Immaculata LaSalle, Miami. A big win over a team, you know, Ice Harris's team at Mater Academy had done a tremendous job. First district title in 50 years. The Royal Lions coming into their final game against Dr. Kropp are 9-0. And wow. You know, I mean, like I said, when you're a academic school that's getting it done in any of the athletic arenas, I mean, you got to be head over heels, and especially, you know, down in that situation. And
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.